saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards. Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Bum, bum, ba. Bum, bum, ba. Bum, bum, ba. Bum, bum, ba. Da, da, da.
You know what, I wanted to do a little bit, because this Shabbos is Parshas Chukos, and I don't think you can really understand Chukos unless you understand a little bit what was happening before. And I know Dovid has to leave in a few minutes. I want to share with Dovid, since Dovid is one of the few people who knows me for so many years, I want to share with you a story about my father. I think I told it to me already. It's a story. Because by the last few parshas, a story about tzitzis, yeah. You know how easy it is. You know, we think always when I have my eyes open, I see everything. Not true. You can have the best glasses. You went to this eye darkness. You see, your eyesight is perfect. But gewalt, you see everything wrong. And there's a Yid that is nearsighted, has no glasses. Gewalt is his eyesight clear. You know, the Heilige Alexandra, the last Alexandra, one of the greatest, Gewalt, so holy. When the Germans took over, one way or the other, he had a chance, he got an English passport, and he was able to leave. He didn't leave. So people say, why don't you leave? He says, my whole life I'm praying. I should always be one with my brothers and sisters. It's now that they're preparing for the highest thing, and I shouldn't be with them. Anyway, when he became a rabbi, he says, I cannot become a rabbi because people give me those little notes, Quittlach, right? With their names, their mother names, and all their... what they need. And he says, I'm nearsighted, it's hard for me to read it. Okay, anybody with the right mind understands. Who cares, right? The rabbi, he sees from one corner of the world to the other, but they argued. So finally he became a rabbi. So after a few days, his son asked him, he really was nearsighted. It's fact of life, he was nearsighted. It was gefährlich nearsighted, physically. So his son asked him, Tate, are you really nearsighted? He said, you promise not to tell. He said, I want you to know I see clearly from one corner of the world to the other. You know, someone at one time, Remender, the Rabbi Herschel Remender, was talking about something. And you know, sometimes rabbis would talk very broken about themselves, and sometimes just tell the truth. So Rabbi Herschel Remender, there was this misnaget. He says to him, I tell you the truth, I can see from one corner of the world to the other. He says to him, but that's prophecy, and after the destruction of the temple, there is no prophecy. So Pesha began laughing. He says, what prophecy is, you'll never know. That you'll never know. He said, won't you know when God created Adam, he gave him eyes. You think he gave him eyes to see 10 inches, 5 inches, 2 feet? Physically, the way God created us, our eyes have the power to see from one corner of the world to the other. And it's only because we don't know what to do with our eyes that we don't see it. Okay, basically, tzitzis, and we'll get to it in a minute, is to fix our eyes. But I want to tell you this funny tzitzis story. And you know, I have yahrzeit after my mother this week. In a few days, I just feel like telling a story about my father. My father was going, you know, in Germany, there were not so many yeshivas. There was one, at that time, only one, like yeshiva, Rabbiner Seminar, to become a rabbi in Germany, in Berlin. And anyway, so to make it very short, my father was out. You can brag about your father. He was most probably top. Not only was he top in learning, my father was top in teaching, a gewalt. So my father had offers from all kinds of people who wanted him, because my father needed to go to be Hebrew teacher in the afternoon to make panos a little bit. So my father had a call from a synagogue, and the rabbi says, I want you to know I have a class, and there are two wild boys there, gefährlich, wild Indians. Not that Indians are wild, but it's the way the world talks. And this is already the sixth teacher in the last few weeks. But I heard that you're there like a top teacher. Let's say my father was maybe 19. They are very bad. You want to give it a try? So my father says, sure. What's the world for if not to try? Anyway, my father not only conquered the heart of those two kids, especially of one. What was his name? You know, you have to give me, I can't remember his name. But just for the sake of calling, because they were Hungarians, and I think they were great-grandchildren of the Maram Sheik, who was one of the greatest in Hungary. I think their last name was Sheik, but I'm not sure. I think. Oh, no. His name was Klein. But they were great-grandchildren of Sheik, of Maram Sheik, yeah. Anyway, so to make it very short, the older ones, there were two, again, come to me in a second, let's call him Joe. Anyway, he was like my father's right-hand man. Okay, he was like my father's biggest chosin. My father was 19, and he was 11, 12, and he was like... Then, one way or the other, the parents moved to America, and my father never heard from them. Okay, you know, Hitler came, and he came to America. One day, my father sees that MacArthur is coming back from Japan, and he has this unbelievable reception in New York. And next to him is someone, his right-hand general, Joe Klein. And my father sees the New York Times. And my father says to my mother, it looks like this boy, Joe Klein, who was this wild character in my... and the age was just about the right age for him. He says, I'm sure it's him, maybe not. But my father was very excited. So my father decided, it says they're staying at the Plaza, let's send him a telegram. If it is not, it's not. Maybe it is. Okay, to make it very, very short. My father sent the telegram a certain time of the night, a night telegram. The next morning, momish early in the morning. My father told me the story a lot of times. Momish, someone called. And Mamish, the crying was too high and couldn't even answer, you know, it was just crying. And just he said, Rabbi, it's me. It's me, your wildest pupil, Yosele. Anyway, he jumped in a cab and came to my father. I don't know if you know a little bit about MacArthur. He was Mamish, MacArthur was just the outside. He was Mamish the inside. He was a Gewalt, right? One of the best generals in the world. He came to my father and he says, I have to tell you one thing. I want you to know, I was not able to keep Shabbos as a general. But one thing I always would, says. I want you to know, and he says, I cannot tell you. It is clear to me that my wearing tzitzis saved my life all the time. There were times when everybody around me was wiped out. There was no natural way for me to remain alive. I always knew Mamish. Because he told me an unbelievable story. He said to my father, Rabbi, do you remember when I told you I'm going to America? And you told me? My father says to him, hopefully you'll keep Shabbos. But even if you don't keep Shabbos, Yosele, don't ever take off your tzitzis. You know? My father told me this, you know. You know, sometimes you say the right thing. Okay, listen to this. This is a funny story now. He says, I want you to know how that at a certain point between America and Japan, and he's with MacArthur the whole time, we had not washed ourselves for 2 months. We were just lying somewhere. Well, there was no shower, no water. After 2 months, Boshem was a little bit peaceful. They drive us to also bombed out hotel, but there was still a shower. There was only one shower. And MacArthur and I are taking a shower after 2 months. Okay, MacArthur watches me getting dressed. He says, what's this? What's this crazy kind of a shirt? So he says, so I told him, I want you to know that this is... He says, this is what we Jewish people are wearing all the time. And says, I want you to know, he says, sad enough, I cannot do everything the way I'd like to because I'm a general in the war, but I want you to know, I said to the general, that I have not taken off my tzitzis the whole time of the war. General Gross says, unbelievable. He says, you Jews, you really have some good merchandise, you know. I wish I would have something like this, you know. He says, but you know something, the chaplain of that wisdom was a reform rabbi. So MacArthur says, I wonder if my reform rabbi here is wearing tzitzis, you know. Gotta check him out tonight. Okay, that night at dinner, you know, it was like a little feast because they're winning the war. And MacArthur says to the rabbi who's sitting on the other side, he says, Rabbi, come here, I'll talk to you. He says, Rabbi, can you explain to me something? I hear that you Jews have such a thing as tzitzis, fringes on the four corners of your garments. And the general says, the rabbi says, General, I hate to admit it, but many thousands of years ago, some of us Jews were superstitious. And but now we are so enlightened and we are out of it, you know, this. There is not one real, healthy, normal Jew who would wear tzitzis today. It's only just in the old times. Okay. MacArthur says to General Klein, hey, Joe, do me a favor, take off your shirt. Takes off his shirt. And Chenwen told my father it was supposed to be a friendly little zetz, but it was... He gave the Rabbi Hammerstein a little clap on the shoulder. He says, "My dear Rabbi, if tzitzis are good enough for my general, they're good enough for you also." Gewalt. Schrach. Remember to tell you the story if you don't know? It's a Gewalt story. No? So it's a good story. You know, friends, I'll make it very, very fast because I don't... Yeah, well, we do have time a little bit. And again, it's... I have nothing new to tell you, just to give each other little spins. You know, the Gemara says, Omar Ben Yomin. You know, the Gemara says, Omar Ben Yomin. Everybody is blind until God makes you see. You can stand next to the thing you're looking for all your life. All your life. You don't see it unless God opens your eyes. You know, friends, you can stand next to your soulmate for 100 years. If God doesn't open your eyes, so I look at you, yeah. I know your name is Sprinze. What is that? You know, friends, it is possible to stand next to the person who loves you the most, and you don't even know it. What will happen when Mashiach is coming? Do you think suddenly we'll take courses in how to get out anger from your heart, and we go through changes and we start loving each other and we have intensive weekends, you know, on love and led by a Messiah. and you better start saving now because it'll be very expensive. The upkeep of the donkey alone is already like... Anyway, we call the donkey in, the new hotel for the donkey. Anyway, I want you to, you know what will happen when Mashiach is coming? You know what will happen? God will open our eyes. God will open our eyes. God will open the eyes of nations. And how to get out anger from your heart, and we go through changes and we start loving each other and we have intensive weekends, you know, on love and led by a Messiah. And you better start saving now because it'll be very expensive. The upkeep of the donkey alone is already like... Anyway, we call the donkey in, the new hotel for the donkey. Anyway, I want you to, you know what will happen when Mashiach is coming? You know what will happen? God will open our eyes. God will open our eyes. God will open the eyes of nations. And they look at each other. So crazy. You're my best friend. You're my best friend. You're my best friend. Opening of eyes, Gavalda said deep. Gavalda said deep. You know, friends, it is possible to stand next to the most beautiful woman in the world. And you say, oh, you know, her nails are dirty. I don't like her hairdo. That's all you see. That's what you see. Gewalt. You know, I can go to Jerusalem. There's an unbelievable medrash. Listen to this, sweetest friends. An old Yidele who was never in Jerusalem. Somehow he thought it's a waste of time. You know. Anyway, he goes to Jerusalem. And you know, yeah, Jerusalem is supposed to be a holy city and the holy temple, you know. I'm looking for something special. Anyway, he's already 70 years old and he walks down the street to Jerusalem. He says one of the kids, what's the name of the city here? They said Jerusalem. Ah, he says, thank you very much. I say, you mean you're 70 years old? God bless you, and you don't know your slime? Anyway, he goes up a mountain, sees a little building. He says, what's this? Say, the Beis HaMikdash, the holy temple. It doesn't look like anything, but anyway. He goes into the holy temple and he sees a kohenim all dressed in white, running around, rummish one to the other. Well, what's going on here? Oh, they said they bring the sacrifices, they're serving God. He looks at all this and he spits out. He says, this is the Beis HaMikdash, and he walks away. Do you know how deep this is? You can stand by the gates of heaven. You can stand in the place where God's presence is shining in the deepest, deepest, deepest way, more than in paradise. And unless God opens your eyes, you don't see anything. You don't see anything. You know, friends, some people look at their children and they think, yeah, they're cute. And they don't even see that they're their children. You know, children can look at their parents and say, yeah, Mr. Cohn, Mrs. Cohn. And they don't even see that they're really their parents. Yeah, no, they're my parents. Do you see it? Do you mamash see it? You know, husband and wife can look at each other. Yeah, you're my wife, you're my husband, so. I remember you stood under the chuppah with me, so. Besides that, you dyed your hair a few times, you look the same, right? What do you see? What do you see? And here I want you to know, there are things which God makes very obvious, like 1 and 1 is 2 is clear. There's a tree. It's also a miracle, Baruch Hashem, that God shows me is a tree. The more important it is in life, the more deeper it is. The more hard it is to see. And the more you have to cry your eyes out till you see it. And here I want to share with you an Alexandra Teurer from that last Alexandra. You know, the Gemara says, why did God begin the story, the Teurer, with the story of creation? And it's a long story, but Rashi says to let us know that the Holy Land belongs to us, because God, who created the world, gave us the Holy Land. And Rashi says, God gave the Holy Land, Lemish Yeshua Be'en, after whom God feels fit. If you translate it as simple as Lemish Yeshua Be'en, it means according to God's eyes, or God felt fit, that's to whom God gave the Holy Land. Okay, it's sweet. Doesn't turn your soul over. The Alexandra said, Lemish Yeshua Be'en. In Yiddish it's longer. der, was hat ausgeglichene Augen. Genau. Joshua Bein auf ausgeglichene Augen, sag ich mal. Someone whose eyes are straight. Mamisch. God gave the Holy Land to the one whose eyes are straight. Mamisch. Who can see. God gives everything holy just to the person who can see it. Because if you don't see it, what good is it? So here I want you to know, friends, there's prophecy, right? And David mentioned before, I want you to know there's something deeper than prophecy. You know, the way a prophet sees, it's much like you see a tree. A prophet can see the way Isaiah saw the Messiah's coming. Like as clear as I see this is a mic and it's a table. Mamish, Isaiah saw, and he knew exactly which day it is. Mamish, the Yotzach Hoyte Megedda Yisho, he saw. Mamish, a great grandson of King David, is coming to redeem the world. He saw it as clear as I see this. Then there's something deeper. It's not clear, it's not like a tree. Mamish, God opened my eyes and I see it. Just me. Most secret kind of thing. You know, like the Alexander says, I'm still nearsighted. But yet I see from one corner of the world to the other. And I want you to know, my most beautiful friends, the Ishbosheth says, the whole book of Bamidbar is just this, is it. You know, we're now in the fifth book. Bereshit is the book of creation. Shemois is the book of redemption out of Egypt. God's giving us his teaching. Vayikra is the book of serving God. Bamidbar is the book of mistakes. Everybody's making mistakes. What were they missing? It's possible you see everything, but this deepest, deepest depths you didn't see. You know, friends, I can yell at somebody, I wish God would open my eyes, I would see how much this person loves me. Gefalt, I wish I would. You know, sometimes a person did us wrong and we yell at them, we're angry. Can't you see how broken they are, that they hurt your feelings? Gefalt, where's your eyes? Where are your eyes? You know, last Shabbos, we learned about Korach. Rashi says, Einoi hidosai. His eyes weren't straight. He didn't see it. And you know why he didn't see it? He was so holy. He didn't see the holiness of somebody else. Listen to this. Korach never sinned in his whole life. He had no part in the sin of the golden calf. If you remember, Aaron was involved. In fact, Aaron took it upon himself. He made the golden calf in order to take the sin of Israel. What Korach saw, that the high priest is a person who made the golden calf. Facts of life. And now, Mamish, he saw that the spies coming back, everything falls apart. He says, what the world needs, we need a new high priest. We need a new high priest. Change the whole picture. But you know, he didn't see. He didn't see how holy Aaron is. You know, friends, how much does it take to see somebody else doing wrong and realize they only wanted to save somebody else's life? That's already the deepest depths. For that you need a lot of depths. And I want you to know the deepest, deepest, deepest depths. You know why Aaron's children are so holy? Because Aaron had the deepest kinds of eyesight. And you know, in Kabbalistic terms, Aaron is the same letters like Nero, Mamish. Nirelech Hashem, Aaron's eyes. You know, when a person, the biggest sinner, came to the Beis Hamikdash, and Aaron HaKohen looked at him, you think he saw a sinner? He saw a Yidel so broken that he didn't serve God so far. Aaron HaKohen saw Gebal, this Yidel, if I only fix him up a little bit, shining from one corner of the world to the other. You know, friends, to see Yerushalayim, to see the Holy Land, Mama, she needs straight eyes. Gewalt, do we need straight eyes? And here, I want to share something very fast with you, and I want to sing a song. I'm sure Meir wants to say something. You know, there's Torah Shebiksav, the Torah which is written in letters. Everything is clear. Aleph is Aleph, Beis is Beis. Torah Shebaal Peh is, I look at those words, and I know there's something deeper to it. There's so much deeper. And this deeper touches me so deep that suddenly God reveals to me the deepest secrets. You know, when I get a business letter, I read it once and I know it. I get a love letter, I look at it 1,000 times. And each time it looks to me, revealing me the deepest depths. I remember one boy when I was in yeshiva, got a love letter, I saw him reading it 1,000 times. You know, you could say, like his name was, let's say, Reuven. The girl could have written, Dear Reuven, Dearest Reuven, My Dearest Reuven. She says, you know how she writes to me? My dearest Reuven, who walked around all day long. Who knows what kind of tirade he was saying over those 3 words, right? I want you to know, my most beautiful friends, it's possible to look at Shabbos and not see the holiness of Shabbos. You know, our sisters have the great privilege kindling lights on Shabbos. Isn't that crazy? Shabbos is the greatest light in the world. And you need 2 candles? You know what it is? It's possible to see Shabbos and not to see it at all. I mean, the Shabbos is the most boring day of the week. You know, crazy. What do? Pray a little bit, eat chont, eat lakshon soup, then you go home, sleep a little. It's disgusting. And it really is, if this is what you see. So you know what our mothers do for us, our sisters? They kindle a little light. But those little lights, mamish, open our eyes. We should mamish see. Mamish see. Really, 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 really see. Now you want to say something right now? Not yet. Don't we want to say some holy words? Share one more very, very important thing with you. This is an Ishbitzer Torah. You know, a circle needs a center. You cannot have a circle without a center. Four corners don't need a center. You know, friends, there are people who live in the world of a circle, Mom, always connected to the center. They're always connected to the center. And you know, friends, even if you do wrong sometimes, as long as you're connected to the center. And you know, the center itself has a center. You know what the center is? The center of it. The most important thing in it. The essence of it. The point. Have you seen people talk to you for 10 years about Yiddishkeit? You walk away and you still don't know what they want. And they don't know either. You'll stop and just say, what is it? Tell me, what is to be a Jew? Send money to Israel. Yom Kippur, drive to the synagogue, try not to be too late. And what else? And join a breakfast club. What else? Make sure your children going to a Jewish camp. It doesn't matter if it's kosher or not, as long as it has a Jewish flag over the dining room. What else? Remind me of something else. Can't fight by the life of me anything else. I will ask you, what's the center of Shabbos? You shouldn't work and you should enjoy yourself. And have fun. Beautiful, right? Don't get to the point. You know, friends, it's obvious 99% of the world don't know what the point of living is. Remember this awesome prayer of Rabbi Rab Nossen for peace? And this is based on Rabbi Nachman's Teures. Rabbi Nachman says a Gewalt Teure. What do people talk to each other about? The more pointless it is, the more people talk about it. Can you walk up to somebody and mommy say, what's the point? Tell me. I know you for 10 years. What's the point of our relationship? What's the point? You keep Shabbos for 100 years. What's the point? You know what Rabbi Nachman says? It's a Gewalt Teure. This comes from the Holy Baal Shem. Mashiach has a lot of meanings. Mashiach means the anointed. And Mashiach comes from the word losuach, to talk. Reb Nachman says people don't talk to each other. They talk about everything in the world. Can you walk up to another person and say, listen, brother, what are you really doing here? What are you really doing here? What's the point of your life? And I just want to insert here a little story which is just so heartwarming. Reb Nachman, you know, became a Rebbe when he was 14 years old. He got married when he was 14. And Reb Nachman, can you imagine at that time, still all the holy chassidim of the Baal Shem Tov were alive. But for Reb Nachman, it wasn't enough. He wanted more than that. So during his wedding, he walks around asking people, what are you doing here? So, what do you mean? I'm here. I'm a friend of the groom. I'm a friend of the bride. Everybody says something else. What are you doing here? I'm related to the bride's mother. Good. Finally, he found one boy his age, 14 years old, standing by the door. Reb Nachman says, what are you doing here? And the boy says to Reb Nachman, this is why I can't sleep at night. I don't know what I'm doing here. Reb Nachman says, there was one guest at my wedding. One guest. Then he says to me, do me a favor. It's not for you, not for me here. Let's get out of here. So he says to Reb Nachman, I want you to know that there are 30 young people in the city who don't sleep at night because they don't know what they're doing here. Reb Nachman says, let's get together fast. Then they walked out to the forest, and that night Reb Nachman became a rabbi. So So the Ishbitzer says like this. You know when you need tzitzis? When you are in the world of four corners. Four corners, no more point. No more point. You know when the spies came back and they told us Israel is no good? And also Moshe is no good, God is no good. The whole thing is bad. You know what they did to us? The whole thing has no more point. Has no more point. What's the point of everything? Moshe Rabbeinu took us out to bring us to the Holy Land. You know how many things we do all our lives and then at the end we're not doing it. Where's the point? So God in his utmost mercy give us tzitzis. And you know what the thing of tzitzis is? At every corner you make a little hole. A little point. For the moment it has a point. And above all, Rav Nachman says, Rav Ishbitzer says, God forbid when you come to a corner on the four corners of your pointless life, you're at the end. You're at the end. And tzitzis comes from the word seeing. You know what we do when we put on tzitzis? We put them over our eyes and suddenly we see the point again. Re'isem oisai. God promised you, even if you're in the most distant corner, suddenly you put the tzitzis over your eyes and gewalt. And here I want to share something very deep with you. You know, it's crazy. We have so many mitzvahs, we have so many good deeds, we don't kiss them. You know, Friday night, the challah is very holy, right? The only one who kissed the challah Friday night was Rav Levi Yitzchak Boditshever. Couldn't stop kissing the challah, gewalt. Friday night, Lecha Mishne, I'm in blues of mind, right? Rav Levi Yitzchak Boditshever kisses the Esther, kisses the Lulav. He kissed the Megillah, who don't know how much. Okay, but he was the deepest. But even people like you and I, they're kissing the tzitzis. Here, I want you to know something very deep. Who do you love the most? Someone connects you back to the center, gives you your point again. I want you to know something, sweetest friends. Do you know why it's so easy to kiss children? Because children never lost their point. Until we unpoint them, until we uncenter them. You know, grown-ups, sometimes you'd love to kiss them, but it's really hard. They have no point. I want you to know something. The point you cannot see. It's deeper than prophecy, as I told you before. It's just God opens your eyes. But you know the way God opens your eyes? When you close your eyes. You know when we say Shema Yisrael, I close my eyes? Because God opens my eyes inside and I see there is really one God. There really is one God. And you know, friends, tzitzis, the mezuzah, do you know how many people live in a house? There's no point. People get married, live in a house. What's the point? What's the point? Mezuzah, gewalt, God is the center of the world. God is the point of everything. So, you know, Shabbos, Rav Nachman says, you know, the world thinks it's 7 days. It's not true. There are 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. On the other 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Shabbos is the center. Shabbos is the point of everything. And the Gemara says, the whole Torah is connected to tzitzis. The whole Torah is connected to Shabbos. Friends, why do we say good Shabbos to each other and it's so deep? Do you know what I say to you, good Shabbos? I say, God, open my eyes and I see you. You know, there's a Wednesday, Thursday kind of seeing. Your name is Max. You work for UJA. You came to collect some money. I see you. There's no what I mean. Shabbos sticker seeing. Connected to the point seeing. You know, beautiful people say good Shabbos to each other. Blessing each other, you should be connected to the point. God should open your eyes. You know, friends, until God opens your eyes, you can have pictures of the whole world. You never seen anybody. And here, I want you to know something so deep. The Gemara says, when you run, it's bad for your eyes. When you make Kiddush, fixes your eyes. Kiddush is fixing our eyes. You know what the whole world is doing with wine? They get drunk and they really lose their vision, right? What's a drunk? It is off-center, can talk straight. You know what Friday night wine does to us? Right back to the center. Opens our eyes in the deepest way. Want to say something? Not yet. This is a vision. It's a Nigen. Friday night is just so beautiful to sing it.